Around the World, I'm John Batchelor. The federal workforce, the largest workforce in the United States, more than 2 million, and the records of the federal workforce devolved to an idea called OPM. What is OPM? I welcome Francis Rose, the host of FedGov Today, the TV show on Sunday morning on Channel 7 in the nation's capital, the podcast twice a week. Francis, a very good evening to you. Ted Kauk, the CDO of OPM. There you have it, the acronyms. You see, I'm talking like a federal employee. What did I just say, Francis? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's great to talk to you. Yes, you sound like you cover the federal government now. The CDO is the Chief Data Officer, and OPM is the Office of Personnel Management. And OPM runs the human capital operation that oversees the federal government, and it makes policy about human capital and people stuff for the federal government. And Ted's job as the CDO there is to help OPM corral the data that it has. It has tons of data. And when he got there, it had somewhat of an idea of what it had, but not a lot of detail. And his job when he came there from the Agriculture Department was to provide that detail and then show folks inside OPM and across the human capital operations in the individual agencies what the art of the possible is for using data to make decisions. And you cite his appearance on my show recently where he talked about the new data strategy that OPM has released. He's going to be one of the primary implementers of it, executors of it, but it will fall to the agencies across government, too, to take advantage of what Ted told me about the human capital strategy, the human capital data strategy at OPM.
He's extremely gifted because he understands this language. So I want to read some of the things I wrote down to see if I understand it. Human capital lifecycle, seamless customer service, authenticator dashboard, descriptive analytics. We're talking about human beings here, right? Okay, fine. They're looking to compile the records of every federal employee, present and past, and make that available to the employees, to the rest of the federal government. I'm presuming that privacy is built in. You know, OPM is infamous for an event.
I am familiar with that, as a matter of fact, John, and you and I talked about that on a number of occasions when it happened in the mid-20-teens. And OPM wants to do actually a lot more than what you suggested. First off, yes, privacy is built into what OPM is working on. And I mentioned to Ted that I know that their chief information officer, Guy Cavallo, is working on a number of initiatives to improve the IT infrastructure and posture of OPM, including really hardening their cybersecurity infrastructure. But what Ted wants to do with data is he wants to make it more available for not just OPM, but for the agencies to use it to make decisions, to understand where their workforce is going, to understand how old their workforce is, how far along in their careers they are, because they're two separate things. They're on different trajectories. And to really give agencies a lot more power into understanding how they need to shape their workforces, both short term and long term. The agencies understand that their older employees are leaving, retiring, or moving to another agency or moving to the private sector faster than the young people that they have are able to get hired, get onboarded, and move up in the ranks, because the young people in the government, the under 40 attrition rate is much higher than it is in the 40 plus. But that's exactly the kind of data that Ted wants people in government to be able to go to dashboards and find quickly and not have to make complicated data calls. He wants that data to be all tied up in such a way that agencies can access it very freely in order to make decisions.
This is the civil service. I was reading George Orwell joined the civil service out of Eton and was sent out to India to work in the Burma police at the time. And the civil service in the British Empire was integral to maintaining the British Empire. I'm presuming the civil service that Ted is talking about is integral to the success of the United States. So let's look into it. He's not only the CDO of OPM. I'm getting smooth with this, Francis.
You're doing well.
He's the head of the Federal CDO Council. What is that?
That's the Chief Data Officers Council, and a number of the executive positions in government, in the federal government, have councils. There's a Chief Information Officers Council. There is a Chief Data Officers Council, obviously, that Ted is the chair of. And there are others, a Chief Acquisition Officers Council and so on. And the function that those councils play is to provide a forum for those people to network with each other, provide opportunities to share experiences and opportunities, and to kind of force, I guess, is a fair word to use, collaboration on them. Those councils have a number of committees, and the members work on those committees. And so by undertaking that work, they are they're working together, exchanging ideas and so on. And it's all very transparent. Each of the councils has a website of its own that anybody can go to and see what they're working on. But the job of the CDO council is to give data practitioners across the government an opportunity not just to interact with each other, but also with the other councils. So one of the references that Ted made while he was on the show was how his team worked with the CHCO Council, CHCO, Chief Human Capital Officers. They have their own councils. And so there was an ongoing discussion about what kind of data the Chief Human Capital Officers would like to have, and so on. So there are multiple layers to this, both horizontally and vertically. And that's why I think it's important to understand how these parts are all moving in both directions, John.
You also spoke in your program with Kevin Walsh, Director of Information Technology and Cybersecurity at the Government Accountability Office. I think that's the GAO.
Yep.
So Kevin Walsh was extremely careful in explaining what's going on at DHS. What did you discern from his remarks? Because DHS is in the news every day because of the crisis at the border.
Yeah, you're getting really good with these acronyms, John. I'm very proud of you.
It's from watching your program, Francis.
I'm grateful for that very much. What I took away from my conversation with Kevin is that DHS is making progress, but still has work to do in updating and building its IT infrastructure. And one of the points that Kevin made, both at a hearing recently of a subcommittee of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee about DHS and on my program, is that part of the big problem that DHS has is funding. And it's not just the sheer dollar amount. It's the consistency with which the agency has that funding. Now, the problem that the federal government has broadly with information technology funding is it gets it on an annual basis. And when the fiscal year ends September 30th of each year and the new one starts October 1st, if a budget's not in place, then the federal government kind of treads water until Congress passes an appropriated budget. You and I have talked about continuing resolutions in the past, and that's really hampered DHS's ability to build on the progress that it makes in its IT infrastructure, because it really can only plan for this year and the next fiscal year. So, for example, right now we're talking about funding for fiscal year 2024, which will start October 1st of this year. That money's not in place. It's likely to not be in place until later in the year, and probably not the first day of the fiscal year, October 1st. And those are the kinds of things that Kevin is saying make acquiring and implementing IT infrastructure upgrades at DHS difficult.
The largest workforce in the United States, the federal government. Francis Rose, the program on Sunday mornings is FedGov Today. The podcast and the website are fedgovtoday.com. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.